This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Kevin from Renton is. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to Kevin. And that means, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kevin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. What kind of alcohol is in a Moscow Mule?
Vodka.
Yes. What poisonous spider is identified by a red hourglass marking?
Black Widow.
Correct. What number is expressed by V in Roman numerals?
20?
No.
15?
No.
30?
No. Which southeastern state is home to the world's largest naval base?
California?
No.
Florida?
No.
South Carolina?
No. Which retailer's advertising campaign featured a "that was easy" button?
Staples.
Yes. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
Chlorophyll.
No.
Oxygen.
Yes. Who played the role of the president in Independence Day?
Morgan Freeman.
No. But, Kevin, you got 5 correct, and that is a fine score. Split it right down the middle. All right.
Okay.
Kevin feels okay.
Okay.
How do you feel, Steve?
I'm feeling all right. A little tired.
Yeah? Do you think you're ready?
Yeah, 100% ready. And so Macho Man would tell us
that. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Macho Man. He wasn't ready.
I was glad that he showed up, though.
Me too. May you rest in peace.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is in a Moscow Mule?
Ginger beer.
No.
Vodka.
Correct. What poisonous spider is identified by a red hourglass marking?
The Black Widow.
Yes. What number is expressed by V in Roman numerals?
5.
Yes. Which southeastern state is home to the world's largest naval base?
Maine.
No.
Southeastern? I don't know. Florida?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Which retailer's advertising campaign featured a "that was easy" button?
Staples.
Correct. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
They produce honey.
No.
Pollen.
No.
They produce other plants.
No. Who played the role of president in Independence Day?
Is that Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Oh, son of a... Oh, what's that? William Dafoe.
No.
No, what's his...
What is the longest nerve in the human body?
The spine.
No. Steve.
I fall apart.
You got 5 correct, and that is another tie.
Oh, come on.
Kevin, nice work. Next time you will beat Migs.
I hope so.
Take care.
Well, let's go through some of these.
Oh, the present one's killing me.
I will get to that in
a
second.
Okay, fine.
The southeastern state home to the world's largest naval base is Virginia.
Virginia. And my brother was stationed there for a minute.
God, you're making it worse, Steve.
No, I know. I'm such a freaking moron. I was trying to think of the places that he's been stationed at. I could not think of it.
Kevin knew that plants produce, through photosynthesis, oxygen. The role of president in Independence Day was played by Bill Pullman. And the longest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve.
Ooh.
Have you ever had sciatic pain?
No, I have some friends that do. And based on their description of it, it sounds awful.
I don't ever want to experience that. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's just like, they're just like, yeah, I can't do blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why not? Like, oh, I got sciatic pain. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And then they tell me, I'm like, oh, that sucks.
It's like the worst thing ever.
I mean, yeah, it's up there.
The Daily Mix Show.
The return of Live Night is on the calendar Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Ooh, get right into Valentine's Day with a little Live Night action.
Have you seen those hotel rooms, Steve Miggs?
Yes, I have.
They're very nice.
The spa's very nice. The hot tub's nice. And what perfect way to go into Valentine's Day by getting a little yachty and naughty.
That's the theme.
I'm sorry. That just sounds terrible.
It's going to be so great. We're going to be live at 7 o'clock. The men's room will be live from 9 until 10:30. And tickets are on sale right now.
And if you've never been to a live night, it is a blast. It's a full-on it's just some of the sound effects are done live. We're going to be doing everything live as well. You never know who's going to show up as well. And the music's all done live, too.
Anything that could go wrong may go wrong. So you're going to want to see that in the flesh. So get your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
A website called Society of Rock is currently going viral because they put a piece together where they collected the most overplayed songs of all time.
All right.
I'm sure we've never heard of any of these songs.
Okay.
In the article, they say, quote, rock music has its iconic tunes that once ruled the airwaves, but let's be real. Some of them have been played so much that they've lost their magic.
Oh, but I do feel like there are some overplayed songs that still, whenever I hear them, I still kind of, it triggers an emotional response. I'm like, I remember when I first heard that song, so sure. I still like it. But then on the flip side, there are some where I'm like, you know, there are other Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
For sure.
Yeah. So I want to put you guys to the test. Mm-hmm. I went through the list. I grabbed I cherry picked a couple of them. And I said, I'm going to grab a random sound from the song. And then you have to guess the song. And then we'll see whether or not you think it's been overplayed or not.
I'm
so
excited.
So it could be just like a random guitar part. It could be a random vocal part.
But, I'm excited.
All right. So this was what they considered to be the number one most overplayed song in rock music. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Oh,
it's Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Easy. See, this is my example of, yes, I've heard this song way too much. When I listen to Nevermind, more often than not, I skip past this song. But when I hear it every once in a while, it does kind of bring me back to being in high school. And I'm like, oh, I do remember that moment when I first heard it and fell in love with this record.
Well, it's funny for me because like at work we play it and I'm like, I just kind of tune it out when I'm at work. But it's funny, like if I'm at a bar and it comes on, I'm like, yes, Nirvana in Seattle. I still get excited.
Or like, I think it was at one of your emo nights. I think you guys played it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, it was like listening to it for the first time again because everybody's having a good time just running around and moshing to the song.
Fun fact, I only play that in Seattle. I don't play that in any other market that I do.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. This was picked as the number two most overplayed song.
Oh, is that Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yep, they said this karaoke favorite has lived 1,000 lives. But maybe it's time to retire the Galileo sing-alongs.
I mean, I am guilty of karaokeing this song from time to time when I've had just enough to drink.
Do you remember when you first discovered this song?
Honestly, I feel like it had probably been around, but it was really Wayne's World that like solidified it for me. I did not have this on my radar as much before then.
I didn't even know this song existed until the car scene from Wayne's World.
Oh.
All right, this one was picked as the number five most overplayed song. Let's see if you can figure out what it is based on the sound that I'm playing. Ready?
Oh.
Danny?
I know it, but I can't think of the name.
I know Tara knows it.
Back in Black.
Yes.
Arguably one of the best comeback albums of all time.
I know, they lose their lead singer. Oh. What the hell are we going to do? We get this different guy who does not sound like Bon Scott. Let's get in the studio. Let's record. Let's introduce the world to Brian Johnson. And that's the freaking song.
And then let's overplay it for 50 years.
I still dig it. All right.
That's
this
so
one,
great.
Number six, most overplayed rock song of all time.
Is that Guns N' Roses?
I like the article said, overplayed at weddings. I've never heard this song at a wedding.
No, I don't.
Proms. I was never invited to a prom. And beyond.
You didn't play this at your wedding?
No, we didn't, shockingly. Why was it? Why is that so popular at weddings?
Like, I don't think it is. I think they have been, maybe the weddings back in the, late 80s.
All right, this one was picked as the number seven most overplayed rock song. So far, I feel like they're making a pretty good playlist, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready?
Oh. Van Halen. Honestly, I think I was like last year's year old when I found out about this song. I had never heard this before until Eddie Van Halen died. And then I was like, oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never listened to Van Halen once in my life. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like the song.
The funny thing is, I remember like now, like looking back and talking to people who are old school Van Halen fans, and how there was like a massive backlash because that song. They're known for being a guitar rock band with one of the greatest guitarists of all time, and they put out a single that's very synth driven. That was the first song I ever heard of by Van Halen when I was a kid. So to me, that was how I first discovered and fell in love with Van Halen. So to me, Jump is a freaking awesome song. Still.
I agree.
Should we do a couple more?
Sure.
All right. How about this one?
Oh, that's In the Air Tonight.
Only know this one because of The Hangover.
Yeah. Great scene, too.
Thank you, Mike Tyson. Yeah.
All right, one last one. Are you ready?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Never gets old, either.
Now, this is a song you play at a wedding. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Matt, you're in Puyallup this morning, and you are our contestant. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Right on.
All right, let's spin this wheel and see if you're going to play with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on, Taryn? Do you think it's going to be you, or do you think it's going to be yours truly?
I hope it's you.
Well, unfortunately, your hopes have been crushed because it's you, Taryn Daly. Let's win these tickets for him.
All right, Matt, here is your clip.
It's Rage Against the Machine, and it's Bulls on. Is it Bulls? Is it Bulls on Parade?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Follow your gut on this one, Matt. You were right.
Right on.
Such a great groove.
Just got to jam for a second.
I missed the bar. Wrong part. I was air drumming to the wrong part.
It still looked cool, Steve.
Oh, did it? I almost punched you in the eye, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
All right, I am ready for my clip, Danny. Oh, that would be...
Oh, sorry.
I got excited.
Well, I'm going to nail it. It's Miss Murder by AFI.
There it is.
You were so confident that I was going to get it right that you pre-dung me.
This is why I should never hold...
Dinged?
This is why I never hold a firearm, because I'm just too jumpy.
Matt, congratulations.
The Daily Mix Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ultimate Classic Rock did a very nostalgic piece on the old ways that we used to consume our music.
It totally triggered a lot of nostalgia for me because there was once a time, kids, where we didn't listen just through streaming apps and streaming services, Danny.
So, Migs, you have this list and you want to go through some of the very best ones.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
And we've got some callers that are going to help participate
in this. Who are we going with first?
Let's talk to Joe from Puyallup. Joe, what decade were you born?
80s.
All right, 80s. So you're like Gen Xer-ish. Okay, so I'm going to throw this one out. Did you ever consume music by listening to it on a Sony Walkman?
I absolutely did. It was one of my favorites.
Did you have the Sport, the one that where it would make it waterproof?
I didn't have the Sport, but I had the Bass Boost, so that's all I needed.
The Bass Boost.
Bass Boost was awesome, but it would suck the life of your battery, man.
I don't even think I realized there was one that was waterproof.
Dude, it was so crazy. Remember the yellow Walkman? Yeah. And it had like the little plug-in, so that way like the little rubbery plug-in, so that make sure like if it got wet, it wouldn't like fry the Walkman.
Oh, I did not have that.
No, I didn't either. I remember wanting the yellow one, though.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this is so cool.
And like it seemed like very elaborate, too. Like it had like its full-on casing, too, and all of it. I never had a Sony Walkman. I always had like a cheapo Walkman, but it was good enough.
We're going through Ultimate Classic Rock's list of ways we used to listen to music before streaming. Old man Kenny, what decade were you born in?
I was born in 1960, actually.
Ooh.
Okay, so I think this one... I'm looking at like all the ones, and there's one that I never experienced. I know my dad had it, but I never listened to music this way. But for you, old man Kenny, I feel like maybe you did, the 8-track mm-hmm. player.
Of course. That was the second hit. Vinyl to 8-track to cassette. I'm looking at 500 CDs I have. And I even have an iPod from 2004 that's loaded.
So you got everything. But the 8-track, now, if memory serves me correct, like they had to purposely like fade out songs because the 8-track could only hold so much music. And instead of like editing the song, they just kind of faded it out. And then you would like have to put in another 8-track. Is that how it worked?
Well, kind of, sort of. It would fade out. Let's see. Migs, you're testing my old brain here.
I know. You're probably stoned.
Probably.
You're definitely stoned.
Captain Obvious sitting here stoned. To be honest, I don't recall. I know that they only had so much room.
Isn't that crazy to think like you're just like groove into a song and it just stops?
Oh, that would just kill the momentum.
Like, out of space. Sorry, buddy.
I remember when I found my mom's 8-tracks at the house and I was like, what is this? And she was like, it's called an 8. Okay. And then none of them worked. She tried to play them and none of them worked anymore.
It's crazy to think like you see like some of those old fashioned cars and they've got like the slot for the 8-track. And I'm just like, man, I don't know anybody that has an 8-track.
Oh, no.
At this point, I don't know anybody that has a CD, really.
That's fair. I mean, have a bunch of CDs still.
Do you listen to them?
No.
I don't even have a CD player anymore.
No, I don't either. They're dusty on my shelf.
Let's chat with Dale from Kent. Dale, what decade were you born in?
I was born in the 1960s. And actually, it's Bill, not Dale.
Oh, Bill. What's up, Bill? All right, we're going to put you to the test here and see if you used any of these as well.
Okay, Bill, do you remember the pocket transistor radio?
Oh, yeah, the little tiny ones, the AM mostly.
Yes. And do you remember when you were fancy, and I know this is going to go over the heads of Danny and Taryn, but at the time, if you had the one with the leather case, that meant you were balling.
Oh, yeah, that one was the real fancy one.
Okay, how about this one? Now, how about the stereo with the glass doors?
Oh,
yeah, I had that. Funny thing about that, I had one, it was kind of by the front door of our house. And when I go to listen to music on it, I'd open the door, you know, to put the cassette or the whatever in. We had a cat that came running out of my daughter's room once and just went wham right into the glass door, knocked it clear off of there. Oh, it was crazy. I was like, I was worried about the stereo. My wife says, what about the cat?
Like, I get to listen to music and I get entertainment from this thing.
Greg from Bothell, what decade were you born?
I was born in the best year ever, 1969.
Nice.
All right, do you remember the boombox with the handle?
I had my dad, and I stole it from him. He had an Iowa, which was like heavier than, like 10 pounds.
Yes, and I remember that one.
And it took like the big D batteries, like the eight D batteries that you go through them like every week.
Oh, wow. Dude, I remember my buddy had one of them, and it had an alarm on it. So, like, if you got too close to it, it starts, like, going beep, beep, beep. I'm like, what are you worried? Someone's going to steal this thing? I don't even know if people are strong enough to carry this thing.
Is that the boombox you used in your dance troupe?
We did break dance to that boombox. Yes, absolutely.
What was the name of it again? Voltron?
I was the Green Voltron. Recognize. Oh, I can't believe you don't remember this.
I just want you
it's
to do one.
Most important part of my life.
I want you to do one move for me, Steve. Just one.
My back's not feeling all that good right now. Do you remember the boombox?
Of course.
Yeah, did you ever carry it on your shoulder?
Did you even have a boombox if you didn't carry it on your shoulder?
You used to walk the streets, Danny. You don't remember this?
I've seen memes about it. I was not old enough when they were huge.
I would know when some of my friends sometimes would be showing up to my house because I hear them and they're like, it's kind of a sitcom. There's like six of them and one of them's got a boombox like blasting Judas Priest for the entire neighborhood to hear.
Those were the good old days, man.
The best times.
The Daily Migs Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Seether is out on tour right now, and they recently had a show in Oklahoma. Sean Morgan got real upset when folks at the venue made the choice to remove his 7-year-old daughter from the stage area.
Okay, look, I mean, if who's going to be like, yeah, he shouldn't be upset about that? I'd be so pissed if she's 7.
Right, and she'd already been there for like the bulk of the show. This is some audio from what went down.
Hey, sorry, that took a little while. I had my kid on the side of the stage the whole entire show. And then suddenly this kicks her the off the stage. She's 7 years old.
He doesn't sound upset at all.
Ooh, deep breath.
And now you go in the front of the house and watch the show.
Well, in fairness, I think it sounds better in the front of the house than it does on the side of the stage.
It does!
Especially when bands are wearing their in-ear monitors. Like, a lot of times, like, we get lucky enough from doing, like, stage nights, we get to watch something from the side of the stage, and there's more often than not, I'm like, I'm gonna go watch it by the soundboard because I can't hear anything.
They're not
up here
directing any sound to the side of the stage.
Right. That, I mean, I think the security guy was just doing the 7-year-old a solid.
Well, then they went into the song Remedy, and Sean Morgan decided to alter the lyrics to kind of express just how frustrated he was with what had happened.
I do love how creative he gets with this. Hopefully you can understand what he's saying, because he just turns the song into like a bitch session towards that security guard. It's going to break every bone, make him die alone. You put my kid in the front, and then a certain thing that he wants him to do in a certain body part.
It sounds like he's almost over it.
Okay.
So, do you have anything that you can relate to in this regard, Steve? Have you ever lost it in public like that?
I know for a fact, like, I would absolutely, I could totally relate with what he's doing. Like, if somebody did something like that, let's say we were doing something, and then I see somebody, like, grab my kid and move him away. Because in a way, I bet he's keeping his eye on his kid while he's performing.
And sure.
I'm sure she was there with someone else, but still, like, that would infuriate me. The one that pops in my mind, this is a little bit of a while ago. Like, I try my best not to, like, get too worked up at anything. Like, life's too short. But, like, of course, sometimes you get a little... Sometimes anger just gets the better of you.
Sure.
And I remember we were planning our wedding, and we were getting ready to, you know, have our big wedding day. And I went to go pick up my tuxedo at the certain tux shop, right? And I get there, and the lady's like, oh, it's not ready yet. I'm like, what do you mean it's not ready yet? She's like, it'll be ready by tomorrow. And I'm like, because they were like, just like, we're just back, we're behind on schedule, but we'll have it done by tomorrow. I'm like, my wedding is tomorrow. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we'll get it done first thing in the morning. You can swing by and pick it up. I'm like, no. And like, she didn't understand why that was crazy to me. So then I just, I'm like, listen, lady, blah, 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 blah. What are you doing? Like, tomorrow's my wedding. Are you trying to ruin? So I'm getting so heated and so mad. And I realized while I'm doing this, like, this kid's like, maybe like a high schooler, freshman in college. And I could just see her eyes started watering and she started like,
wow.
And I'm like, oh man, I got to pump the brakes a little bit. Like, I was mad and I had every right to be upset, but I didn't have a right to like get that worked up. And I'm like, I'm making this poor like kid cry because I'm so mad about my tuxedo.
Let's say hypothetically you had said, okay, that sounds great. And then you went home and told your wife, hey, I'm picking it up tomorrow. They should have been happy to be dealing with you and not the bride, because I would have marched back in there as the bride and burned the place to the ground.
I know. It was like one of those things. Like, what do you mean it's not yet ready? Oh, like, what are you talking about? I felt bad, but also in the same sense, I'm like, you realize like tomorrow's the day. Like, you told me it was going to be ready today, and I'm here today. What about you?
Well, there was one. This was many years ago, probably nearly 20 years ago now, and I was out at a drinking establishment with my cousin, and he and I are bad influences on each other, and we were drinking Makers on the Mark, which by the end of the night, I was ordering it Makers on the Mark. So we're drinking Makers on the Rocks, and I started to get into it with some guy at the bar for not even really any stupid reason other than we're arguing about music.
Did he say that Rush sucks?
Something like that. And I start to like go after him, and my cousin goes to grab me just to grab any part of my body so that I don't go try to get into a fight with this guy. The only thing he grabs is my thong that's hanging out of my pants. Because I'm just coming off the rails by that point in the night. And he's holding me by my whale tail as I'm trying to throw haymakers at this guy.
I'm so sad that cell phones probably weren't as, like, cell phone cameras weren't as prevalent back in those days. Because I feel like that would have went viral.
It was so bad. And then, he's like, I'm getting her out of here right now. Don't worry about it. We're getting her out. We're putting her in a cab. She's going home. But, like, looking back, I'm like, I'm so horrified. That entire bar was probably watching that. Like,
did you ever go back to that bar?
No. No, I never set foot in that bar. I was so humiliated the next day.
Same
getting
here.
The play-by-play from my cousin. Oh, so you never went back to that?
I never went back to that tux shop again. I've refused to wear a tux ever since. It's crazy.
Well, be honest with us, Rockaholics. Did you ever lose it in public like Steve or myself or Sean Morgan of Seether? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can be honest with us. It's just a conversation between friends. When is the last time you had a total meltdown in public? Totally lost it in public. 206-803-ROCK. Or maybe the time that someone you know lost it in public. Tell their story to us. 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, I like this one. It said, Mig, you'll appreciate this one. I had a full-on meltdown at a Pearl Jam show because the guy in front of me FaceTimed the entire set. My buddies had to calm me down.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if you need to get that angry, but that is annoying, especially if you're seated. So you can't, like, walk past the guy. You can't move around. I hate it because I know, like, everyone wants to capture the moments, but then I find myself watching the Pearl Jam concert, whatever concert, through their cell phone.
Yeah, and then the next day, you know, there's going to be professionally shot footage of the show that you were just at that's going to be 10 times better than whatever you got on your iPhone.
I would love to see the stats of people who actually go back and watch the videos that they... it's more often than not, people are just wasted and they just don't know what else to do. So they just take out their phone and just start recording. But I don't think anyone... It's like fireworks. It's like, do you really go back and watch these or do they just sit in your phone?
I delete them about 2 months later when I'm trying to free up space.
Somebody said I lost my mind in a Mariners game when a guy spilled his entire beer on me and then laughed at me. Security got involved and my wife was embarrassed.
Oh, no. I'd be upset, though. You ruined my outfit.
Danny, recently you had a full-on meltdown. I will say that I kept myself in check.
Oh,
but
did you?
I did.
Now, if somebody was recording you, would you be able to say that with confidence?
No. They got store employees were not. Let's just say that we had to go to a certain phone store to get Lily's phone replaced because her screen just stopped working.
I'm sorry, it's the BlackBerry store, right?
Yes. It was not like cracked or anything. It just had these like digital lines all the way. You couldn't even see it. And we were like, what's happening? So we took it in. We're like, hey, can you get this fixed? And they're like, sure. We'll go ahead and fix it. It's going to be $129. And I was like, that's great. We need to fix it. Then they like look up and they're like, oh no, it's actually going to be free because it's under warranty. And I was
like, $399 is better than $100 and something.
And I was like, great. This is noon. They're like, we'll have it done by 3:00. Show back up at 3:00. And I was like, well, can you take my number? Just give me a call if it's done early. Sure. So we go do things for 3 hours. Come back at 3:00 and they bring it out and they're like, oh, well, we're sorry. We actually can't fix it. And I was like, what do you mean you can't fix it? Like, well, like we can fix it, but it's going to be the $129. And I was like, okay, well, why didn't you call me and ask me if it's cool if you fixed it? Because we need the phone. And they're like, oh, well, we don't have your number. And I was like, no, you have my number. I gave it to you for this instance. And they're like, well, you're going to have to get at the back of the line. So it's going to be another 3 hours before we can fix it. Mind you, Lily has a softball game that I need to get her to. Otherwise, her mom's going to freak out on me if I don't get her to the softball game. I'm like, guys, what time do you close? And they're like 7:00. And I'm like, well, we need the phone because we fly out early tomorrow morning. She has a softball game. Can you like hurry up and do it now? And they're like, no, sorry. And I'm like,
I don't know why, but I'm picturing Danny, like, you remember, like, in the movie The Hulk or the TV show The Hulk? Like, as he gets madder, his skin starts turning greener. But I'm picturing Danny, as he gets madder, his body starts morphing into a Karen.
Yes.
So the haircut changes into that blonde, short soccer mom cut.
Got the spiky in the back.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you guys, you know what? I'll fix it in Seattle. Don't worry about it. So we walk out. We turn on the phone. You can't see the screen at all. It's completely black. And I was like, they broke it even worse.
This is amazing.
So now at this point, I'm like, well, we're going to Disneyland. And I can't say this in front of Lily because she doesn't know we're going to Disneyland. But I'm like, she needs her phone in case we get separated, in case she wants to take pictures.
A selfie with Mickey.
All of the above. So we walk back in and they're like, oh, well, since you walked out of the store, now you have to get back in the back of the line.
Yes.
To where you can't even see a technician for another 2 hours. And I was like, guys, I was like, look. Here's the situation.
Can I speak to your manager?
I am freaking out at this point. Like, I am like, my heart's beating fast. I'm trying not to cuss at the employees. And I'm like, so then I finally take a deep breath and I'm like, look, we just need this fixed. Can somebody do something? I can have somebody come pick it up. Whatever. And so they're okay, fine. We'll go ahead and get this done by 5:00. And I'm like, yeah, still, I need to take her to the softball game. I'll set it up. Fine. Get it done, leave. On the way to Lily's softball game across town, I get a call. Oh, softball's canceled. You can go ahead and go and pick up the phone.
I feel like the universe was just trolling you at that point.
We show back up, and I swear to God, they looked at us like, and I was like, well, yeah, her softball game was canceled. And they're like, oh, so you didn't need it done by 5:30. Yeah, we did need it done by 5:30.
Part of me's picture. Remember the scene in Super Troopers when they're like, let's go mess with the guy, you know, with the same meow as much as possible. Like Danny walks in like, let's just mess with this guy and see how far we can push him until he finally snaps.
Oh, I love that. I would watch that video.
Oh, man, that's awful. So now her phone's working, though?
Her phone's working.
Okay, yay!
Good. I almost lost it.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.